Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Oh my God, it is Wednesday. Wow. You know what we say about Wednesday? Wednesday is hump day. Yeah, I learned that years ago when I was in the military. They would say that Wednesday was hump day, got to get over the hump. But that's because the record had just come out and it was very popular. So here it is, Wednesday, but you know, for some people, Monday through Friday is hump day. So for some people, every day is hump day. Well, every day may not be hump day for you, it may not be hump day, but I hope that you will get something out of this broadcast on today. We have exciting, exciting news to bring you. I am so happy to be the one to come to you with empowerment for your business. I am so excited right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Now, if you are an entrepreneur of any kind, the last thing that you probably want to do is fail. You don't want to fail, and that's why you tune in each and every day, because you want to get tips, tools, you want tactics, everything you can get your hands on so that you can apply it, implement it in your business. See, it won't make a whole lot of sense to tune into the broadcast or other resources that you turn to and then get a bunch of information and not go and use it. That will make no sense, but that can happen because it does happen to people all the time. So I've done some research and I've found out that some of the research that I've come across, I've done research on the research, right? You got to research the research. Well, I've found out that a lot of people, one of the reasons why people don't go and implement what they've learned, and I mean, sometimes people spend a lot of cash on information. They buy books, CDs, workshops, training, you name it. But guess what? They don't get the return. Why? Because they don't know how to put it into action. And so that can happen for various reasons. One of the reasons could be that it's just too complicated. They can't figure it out. Sure, they went and it sounded easy. It sounded good. Their emotions was racing, but they didn't know what to do when they left. So we try to take away all of that right here on my radio show anyway, is that let's show you how to do it. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. So my topic this morning is high-speed passion. And hopefully I've given you a dose of that. Hopefully when you saw the title, you were like, okay, I get that. And but for those of you who've absolutely never tuned into this show, well, welcome to, I could call it the High Speed Passion Show, because we are passionate. You got to be passionate about what you do. Let's face it, if you're not excited and overly, you know, into what you're doing, how in the world do you expect other people to be excited about what you're doing? So that always gets me with people, and I think that's why I wanted to do the topic. So I'm doing lots of different things. I love doing different things. I'm one of the persons with a high sense of versatility. I love doing different things, and I don't mind doing them all at the same time, so to speak. Now, the one thing I can't do is I still haven't figured out how to be in two places at one time. However, but if you give me a camera, I could probably do some split stuff, but I can't be in two places at one time. However, I can do many things at one time. Wow, I never thought of it like that. So here's the deal. Your passion, you want to turn on your passion. Now, this Saturday, oh, my God, I can't say a whole lot about passion because that is one of the topics that's part of our theme for our Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but I tried to shorten it, but it just didn't work because I really want the essence of the event to be in the title. So when someone sees it, they know, okay, I'm going to get some leadership. I'm going to get my empowerment thing going. I'm going to get my entrepreneurship going, you know, and it's a business expo all in one fell swoop. So you come in with us, you hang out for the whole day, you get down there, downtown Newark, and I'm telling you, we're going to be hitting it hard. You're going to see some passion. You're going to see passion and action. You know, passion is not just the new fashion, all right? But it is becoming more, people are becoming more bold, I should say, more bold with their passion. Because when you hear the word passion, I mean, it's been used a lot. Absolutely, I totally agree with you. In the business world, it's used a lot. You know, people tell you, oh, you got to be passionate about your business. If you're in any type of sales, they'll tell you, you have to be passionate about what you're selling. And I, you know, a lot of the network marketing companies, multi-level marketing companies and direct sales companies, they tell you, my husband's been in direct sales ever since I've been knowing him 25 years. And I've done some direct sales here and there, it's a big part of my business as well, because it's a big part of really everything that we do. You know, you have to sell yourself. You know, if I'm going to have a radio show, I have to sell the radio show. I have to go out there and try to convince people. I mean, think about what caused you to want to tune in today. Even if you go back and listen to the archives, or if you're listening to this and, you know, you've tuned into the archives, you know, what caused you to want to tune in to the broadcast? Well, I believe that your passion speaks louder than words, okay? When you, as well as a matter of fact, a lot of times your passion will translate into words or you'll be speaking. But when you do something and you're passionate about it, so this Saturday at the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit, our theme this year is own your power and hone your passion. So, yeah, people think the word is really overused, but that may be true. Maybe it is overused, but who cares? If it's, you know, shoes are overused too, but we still wear them, don't we? You know, you don't just have to get rid of something because it's overused. I mean, for that matter, my patio furniture is overused, but I'm going to still use it until it falls apart. No, well, actually, I won't use it that long. But, you know, shoes, they're overused. We've been using shoes for close to 2,000 years. And we still use them, correct? We haven't come up with a better way. My mom always taught me, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If something is working, and, you know, my mama taught me a lot of great things. I thank God for that lady. She also taught me that, you know, not only if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but, you know, she also taught me things like plain talk. Plain talk is easily understood. That's right. So, therefore, if using the word passion makes it plain for you, because, you know, I have to deal with hundreds and hundreds of people that want to be successful at selling their products or services, whether it's people in direct sales, network marketing, whether it's people in the college setting, in the education field. I mean, as a professor, I have to sell every day. I have to sell 20, 30 students per class, all right, on education. Now, not only do I have to sell them on education, because a lot of people, when they get to college, a lot of times they're not so sure what they're doing there. And they're certainly not sure if they want to stay. And then they're not sure how it's going to benefit them. So as a professor, you know, it's probably one thing when you're dealing with high school, because, you know, a lot of kids, their parents make them go. The truant officers make them go. It's not a whole lot you can do if you're under 18 in this country. You know, it's sort of mandatory that you'll be in school or you'll be homeschooled. Or you'll go to school at home online nowadays, and whoever thought we'd get there, right? I mean, I remember having that conversation with someone a couple years back. I said, oh, yeah, people will be getting their high school diplomas online, and that person told me that wouldn't happen. Okay, people, you got to see the sign of the times. Okay, so if it'll happen in one area, they can easily make things happen in another area. That's how it goes. Remember Moses? They went and took, you know, one city, and then God opened the door and they took another city. Hello? If something can happen in one area, it can happen in another. So if we can do online, you know, training on the job, we can do college online, certainly we can do high school online. And some parents would be quite happy. So now you can actually get your high school diploma online. I have students right now. I have them over the summer session at the college. And I've never had that many students tell me they were homeschooled. I go around the room and say, oh, what school did you go to? And several of them, I went to school at home. Oh, okay. Before, you know, students, not that many, I would hear that. But passion. So being passionate, you have to sell yourself. So if you have any type of company, any type of project, let's just say you have a nonprofit agency, and your nonprofit agency helps the elderly, or let's just say you work with young people or people that have some type of developmental disability of some sort, and now you're working with individual or some type of mental condition, you're working with them. Well, you still have to sell your nonprofit. Number one, you have to raise funds. Yes. So you have to get grants. So you have to be passionate about what you do. And this is the good time to practice. You know, my mother always said, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. So let's just say your business, you're just starting out. You're brand new. Maybe you haven't even started yet. Maybe you're just thinking about going into business. Well, this is a great time to begin to hone. That means to sharpen, to practice. When we say hone your passion, you want to begin to practice it. You want to start using it. Now, let me just tell you a big secret to passion, and which I'll be talking, like I said, about some of this on Saturday. So I hope you're coming. I hope you're in the New Jersey area, and you can make it to our summit on Saturday in Newark, New Jersey, at the brand new, beautiful, beautiful Marriott Hotel. Now, one of the secrets about passion I found, and I'm not just talking about passion in an intimate relationship. That's still passion, but it's a little we work that passion a little differently. I mean, certainly you're not going to go into a business meeting and fall in love with, well, you may, but you may do that, but let's just say you're not doing that, okay? So this type of passion we're talking about, being passionate about what you do, being passionate about the people that you work with. Now, one easy way to be passionate in terms of having passion that's on high speed, that high speed passion that I'm talking about, one way to have it on, like, you know, a fast car moving down the highway. I mean, think about it. When you see a little Mercedes two-seater or little Lamborghini, or you think about, you know, just fast, powerful car. And when you think about the high-speed passion, you know, you think about this is going to be something that's at a great level, but what and it's taking and sucking in a lot of people as it goes. So a lot of people will be drawn into you and what you do very quickly. Now, one of the keys to that is doing what your heart is really feeling, okay, or something that you really enjoy doing, something you really like doing. And I think that's a lot of people's problems. They don't know how to be okay with doing stuff they love. You know, a lot of people, the people that I've interviewed and the research that I've done, the articles that I've read, the blogs that I've read, the videos that I've watched, the people I've shaken their hands, I find that people do a lot just for money. And they get jobs for the money. They go into certain degrees for the money. They work in certain companies for the money. They hang out with certain people for the money. They attend different churches for the money, you know, for who they can meet there. And therefore, passion now has to force its way in to your situation. Therefore, it's not on high speed at that point. It's in low gear, all right? That's a low gear passion. High speed passion is when you are loving what you do. Now, it may be high pay as well. It may be high pay that goes along with that. But high-speed passion is where you don't have these days where it's like, you know, you don't ever have the days where, you know, you wish you didn't have to go do that, put it like that, when you got the high-speed passion. Because high-speed passion, even if you woke up a little groggy, you kick into gear, you kick into high gear, and you get out there, and it's and your passion, high speed passion, doesn't take a lot to get you started and get it turned on. You can think about one simple thing, like for instance, when it comes to doing a seminar or conference, I'm in super high speed. I'm like at the highest level gear you got. All right, so that's what I'm talking about. Low gear for me would be to have to go into some confined office space where it's so routine, you know, the whole clocking in or punching in or scanning your hand or whatever you got to do, putting on the fake faces, fakely smiling at people that you'll talk about during lunch hour. You'll talk about them like a dog. And not you, I'm saying the people that do that stuff. Now, of course, if you're the person doing that, then okay, well, stop. Get something you're passionate about. Be at high-speed passion. And let me tell you, that same passion will trickle into other areas of your life. It just does. So at this point, I'm glad you tuned in. You may have a comment or a question. You're welcome to do so. If you're listening and you're not on the phone line, you can just dial 347-945-7991. I see you on the phone line. If you have a comment or question, you can hit your number one key. I'll pick up your phone line. If you are on your way to the conference this Saturday, please chime in. We want to hear from you. We're building this passion, momentum for people so they can come. Just to let you know, we have some people that we're lining up. We have out of New York City, we're lining up a young lady to come and be on the broadcast with us. We got a lady out of Dallas, Texas. We're lining her up. She should be on in about a week or so. We're very excited about her work and her new book. And you know, so we got people coming to the broadcast. But you may want to be a guest on as well. So we're thinking up some show ideas, some show topics where we can bring you. We're going to have the Blessed Diamond Divas on. They're out of Greensboro, North Carolina. They're going to be coming on the show to talk about their new TV show. Talk about all about entrepreneurs. Here's four women that started their very own like TV reality movement. Blessed Diamond Divas. You can check with them out on Facebook. You can like their page. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But yes, you got to be passionate. Now, like radio, in order to, you don't get up every day for the past, well, we've been doing this radio broadcast since 2008. But I've changed the times up a little bit. There have been some times when I've tried 9 o'clock in the morning. But we've been doing consistently the 7 a.m. thing every day. You don't do that without passion. Now, you know, remember, this is not a paid gig, at least not yet anyway. So that's how you can really tell when you've honed in and tapped into your passion, is when you can do it without getting paid. And I learned that from a woman named Candy Dickerson, who passed away some years ago, but I met her at Essex County College in Newark. She was a woman that, if you know anything about Essex County area for the past, say, 15 years ago, and you were really involved, you would know Candy Dickerson, this lady. But not only was she in Essex County, she was all over the state of New Jersey, constantly getting awards. She could motivate anybody. I mean, I admired this woman, adored this lady, and she suffered a heart attack or something like that, and she passed away, in my opinion, much too young, though she probably was at least in her 60s. But just a powerful powerhouse. If she were alive, she would be at the Women's Leader and Summit. As a matter of fact, she would have been the main one saying, "Go, Lalisa, go." You know, that's the kind of woman she was. And in a lot of ways, I do aspire to be like her, because when you are around this woman, you could not help but to be on fire. She was amazing. So, you know, if you know anybody that knows her, they know this lady was amazing. But she was very passionate. And so you can, and I learned, you know, she said that one time, that that when you do things that you love, even if you don't get paid for it, that's when you really, really know that you've tapped into something that you're passionate about. And here's the thing. When you're passionate, other people get you. They just get you. Even if they don't like you, they get you. They get what you're doing. And it draws them in. I mean, think about, so if you're doing a presentation, let's just say you're doing a presentation on some product or service that you provide, you're going to draw the people in. So I'm going to open up this phone line here because I got some minutes left and I want to hear from you. Good morning. Welcome, 848 area code. You're on the line with Coach Lalisa. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and state the nature of your question, comment, or concern. Good morning. Okay, I can't hear you. So let's see. Your phone line is open, area code 848. There you are. You had your phone on mute, right? Okay. Area code 848. You're on the air. Did you want to be on? Okay. I realize sometimes that can happen. Sometimes people don't want to be on. They hit the number one key by accident. And so I will give that person an opportunity. I'm not sure who that is, but, you know, because remember, we air around the world, and these today's these area codes can be almost from anywhere. But I'll give that person an opportunity if they would definitely want to be on. I can't tell because they have, I believe I did get the area code right, 848. Sometimes people just want to listen in to the broadcast and not be on the air for various reasons. I know some people are a little shy, but we're saying don't be shy. Don't be shy. If you want to get on the air, just go on and do it. And do it. So just back to this passion on this high speed. And by the way, if somebody else has a comment, question, or concern, you want me to open up your phone line, all you have to do is once you dial 347-945-7991, we still have a few minutes, you hit your number one key. And you can certainly ask any question or you can make a comment. You have an outburst. Well, please no outburst, but please dial in. So, yeah, we're talking this morning about high-speed passion, how to get your passion going. So let's see. I will see if that person definitely wants to come back. And by the way, those of you who have been, you know, pretty much tuning in for the past several weeks or so, you know that we are also counting down to the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. I mean, this is talk about the century of the woman. That's what Dr. Grant said last year. She was our keynote speaker. She said that last year. But this is absolutely the century for entrepreneurs as well. Everything entrepreneur, everywhere you go, every blog, every news article, stories are centering around entrepreneurship, especially because of the state of our economic affairs, having to get the economy going, turning to entrepreneurs to help with that effort, understanding that it is the small business that is the engine behind the United States economy, and it has been for a long time. So we want to support small businesses. We want, but there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot that has to happen in order for people to want to start a business. You know, people have to be trained. People have to have their passion stirred up. So definitely. And then when you find what you want to do, it's not that hard to turn that passion on, get that passion going. So definitely, if you are in the area, if you are going, if you want to go, if you know somebody, I tell people, even if you know someone who wants to start, you may not want to start a business. You may be happy with what you're doing. Wonderful, great. You may be retired. That's awesome. You know, hey, who? I mean, that's the American dream, to work all your life and then retire somewhere in the sunset, you know, sit back in your rocking chair kind of thing. Well, these days people aren't doing too much. People aren't doing a whole lot of that. They're actually, people are working a lot longer. People are living longer. People are living more healthy. And they want to be active and involved. And people want to be doing things that are meaningful. So definitely, if this is something that you want to do, make sure that you are there Saturday. You can certainly find us on the internet. Go to the website and you can just go to womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com, and you can definitely find out more about how to get tickets, find out how to get there. If you want more information about the summit, you want to know what it's about, what we're going to be doing, you can see some of our speakers, powerful speakers from all around the country will be there. As a matter of fact, the show tomorrow I'll be talking about network with success. I'll be talking about how to network with success. You don't want to miss
tomorrow's broadcast. Network, because, you know, you don't want to network with failure, right? So you want to network. And as business owners, like I said, this is the century for entrepreneurship. I mean, right now, the entrepreneurship discussion is becoming very famous, very popular right now, right? So, again, if you are an entrepreneur or you know someone who is an entrepreneur, there is no reason why you shouldn't be. So let me check the phone line one more time just to see. Area code 848. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Terry Benjamin.
Okay, I opened it.
How are you doing, my sister?
Wonderful. I wasn't sure if you had, yes, but go ahead. Good morning.
No, I feel a little funny being here on Wednesday, but I just wanted to just say that, you know, passion is so an important subject, because I think that when you find your passion, you find your path. And now people are talking about becoming entrepreneurs, but the thing is to find what you love and do that thing, and you'll find that if you do the thing that you love, you will attract everything else that you need. So I just want to say that, you know, your topic is great, and, you know, you're great, and you're just coming across very passionate.
Exactly. What we're saying, you know, Professor Terry, thank you so much for calling in, and for those of you who are on the phone lines and you are listening, and those of you who are listening to the archive or however you're listening to this, there's various ways to listen to the broadcast. But when you are passionate, you got to stick to something. You got to, and in order to be successful in business, I've found that one of the tricks to being successful at business, the same thing in a marriage or other relationships long term, is that you have to stick to it. And so when you're not passionate about something, you're going to be at low gear. Your passion is at low gear. It's going to be hard. It's like a car. A car, when it's in low gear, it doesn't move very fast. It, you know, and you can't, as a matter of fact, certain cars, if you don't drive them in a high enough gear, you'll mess up the transmission. And over time, that car will not perform as well. So you have to, and what I'm saying is, as entrepreneurs, the right gear is high. It's the high gear. It's the high speed. When you're an entrepreneur, especially in the beginnings, you're pretty much out there by yourself. I mean, I've done some, even like with the network marketing companies. More than likely, when you first get started, it's just you. You don't have a team yet. Yes, you may be a part of a team, but you have to be passionate. You know, Terry, I don't know if you heard, but I'm running for a political office. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I read that. That's very, very interesting. Very interesting, yes.
Interesting. I mean, yes, did I see it coming? I didn't see when it was coming. I thought it would come at some point, because of the degrees that I went to get, and I kept thinking, I didn't want those degrees. Okay, God, you led me to the path of those degrees, and nothing I chose, or political science. I mean, who chooses that? But I did, and even the business public administration degree that I got from your college, Union County College, mm-hmm. even that. No, public administration. So to say I did see it. I just didn't have a clue as to, I didn't know if it was something that would happen once I got to heaven or what.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I have this opportunity to run for an office, one of the things that you definitely got to have, you know, in that situation is passion, for sure.
Well, you do, and I think what it is that you find that as you go through life, you attract things to mm-hmm. yourself, and I think that's what passion is about. I mean, if you're passionate about your life, you will attract people and also circumstances. So what you're doing is not even surprising to me. It's just that, you know what, you're moving in the in your path, which is really fueled by your passion. So again, I wish you the best in that and everything that you do. Like I said, I just sort of just, you know, coming through this morning just to say, you know, keep on doing what you're doing and keep on following your passion.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for that, Professor Terry. For those of you who don't know, or maybe you hear the voice is familiar, the name is familiar, he is our Tuesday morning co-host. Every Tuesday, he brings a topic that deals with writing and things like that. So I'll put you back on hold, Professor Terry. So, yes, and so he deals with writing. He's a publisher, playwright. He's a professor. He's an English major. He can help people with all aspects of the writing process, thought process, storyline, play, and he has a huge project that's coming up very, very soon, and it's a churches making movies, and that's another thing, churches making movies, and so these will be movies that are wholesome and, you know, movies that are positive, movies that will move you forward in the right direction. And I love what, you know, Professor Terry said. When you're passionate about something, things, you attract things to you that are part of your path, your destiny, that you're on your way somewhere. And so if you are willing, because it does take a bold move to show your passion for the work that you do. Because a lot of people, when they think of passion, they think of an intimate relationship with someone. That's where they, you know, they realize passion there. Not realizing that, yes, it's a sense, the same type of feeling. It's just for something that is more so not human flesh, so to speak. But you have passion for a thing. Like if you're an artist, you might have a passion for painting, or you may be a sculptor, or you know whatever your passion is, and what that means is that you love doing it, you put your heart and soul into it, you invest your time and your money into it, you invest your energies into seeing it successful. You invest your energies into watching it grow, which is a whole really another topic, being someone who is able to stand around and watch things grow. A lot of people, they want to see things full grown. They want to get an idea and want tomorrow for it to be a full grown thing, but it doesn't work like that. You have to start small, and that's probably like a whole another broadcast I'll have to do. But all things entrepreneur, you know, all about entrepreneurs, this broadcast, we're going to bring you topics to help you be successful in your business. Because the reality, here's the reality, here's what we know. Most people will need to have at least something. Most people will need to have their own business today. And everybody needs to have knowledge of business and how business works. We talk about this. We are in human resources, my sister and myself. Those are the degrees that one of the degrees that we got in high school. So I know you hear me talk about a lot of degrees. Well, I talk about all three of them at times and sometimes the fourth one. But one of the degrees that we got is in human resources. And we talk all the time about, wouldn't it be great if employees who work for companies, whether it's Procter & Gamble, Prudential, PSE&G, Comcast, Xfinity, Verizon, United Airlines, it doesn't matter what organ, it could be Applebee's, it could be Red Lobster, it could be the pet store for that matter. But wouldn't it be awesome if employees, the average employee, whoever they are, from the bottom all the way to the top, understood business and how business works? Wouldn't that be great? Well, you know, it would take a lot to make that happen. You see, but at the same time, when you're passionate about something, you can get started and you can have a vision of the end result. And the, so I'm excited about Saturday. I'll be talking a little bit more about passion. I don't know how much more I'll be able to say on Saturday because I am going to be super duper busy with on Saturday. Trust and believe me, but it will be fun. It'll be fun running around, making sure that everybody has what they need in place. Hopefully we will have a few people there also helping out. And if you're listening to the broadcast and you want to help out, please inbox me on Facebook right away. We have programs to get ready for Saturday. We got to make sure our lunch is in place. The facility, we don't have to worry about that. I was down there yesterday at the hotel talking with staff, making sure that they're going to be on hand, who's around, who does what, when, where, and how, what happens if we need more tables, what, you know, trying to find out if there are any other events happening down there. But so right now that hotel is looking really good. And, they, you know, they have other hotels downtown, but this one, I like it because it's right on Broad Street, right in the heart of everything. So we're excited about that. But we're excited about you. Glad you tuned in. And make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about Network with Success. Network with Success. So that's the topic for tomorrow. Make sure you hone your passion. Don't forget, come Saturday, we definitely want to see you, 858 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, downtown Newark, the Marriott Courtyard Hotel. You can look at our website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Go to the website. You can see a video clip from last year. The vendor tables are all gone. We don't have any space left. So if you didn't already pay for a vendor table, you can come as an attendee and still network and meet people and get people's names and numbers. It's going to be a great, powerful exchange and get lunch, but the vendor tables are absolutely gone. If you haven't paid already, it's too late because unless, of course, you have some special arrangements with myself and I've arranged for you to pay on Saturday. But other than that, there's absolutely no vendor space left. We sold out of vendor space. So I don't know what we're next year. I can see already that next year we're going to have to go to a size. We're going to have to double the size of the facility, which will be interesting because I can't leave downtown Newark. I want this event to stay downtown Newark. So I guess we'll have to look toward NJPAC. Well, actually, Robert Treat does have a much larger room, so we may have to. Actually, I can already foresee that that's where we'll be next year, is at, because this Marriott doesn't have a room space to accommodate us. But next year, we will absolutely be at the Robert Treat Hotel, so I'm looking forward to that. I think they changed the name, though. I think it's entitled Best Western. But Blog Talk will absolutely cut us off, so I only have 2 minutes left. Please follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Inbox me if you have any special concerns. If you have any show topic ideas, please contact me. I definitely have a couple of people lined up, Miss Georgia Woodbine out of New York, and this doctor out of Texas. I was contacted by her PR special. I was contacted by both of their PR specialists, their booking agents, and contacted for to have them come on the broadcast. So our show is growing, becoming more popular. And then I know the Blessed Diamond Divas are coming on out of Greensboro. They have a TV show. And, you know, in times past, we've had other TV show people. We had the Millionaire Show guests on. So I'm excited and look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Don't be late. Be here 7 o'clock for another episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Go out and take care of your business. This has been Coach Lalisa.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And